My name is Kimberly Cota. I am 17 years old. Today is January 14, and I'm speaking with Natalie Luna, who is my cousin. We are recording this interview in Salt Lake City, Utah. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
I would have to say when I was smaller, I used to live with my mom and dad, and he was an alcoholic, and my mom was never really around because she was always at work. And so she was never really around to see what was going on and how he was treating us. And then my dad lost his job because he used to work. So then he started drinking every day. And so then when I was like around 12, my mom finally asked for a divorce. And then after that, I thought everything was gonna get better, but everything actually got turned out on me, as in like my mom used to treat me the way my dad used to treat her. So he would like yell, she would yell at me and like not let me go anywhere, and it was just hard living with someone like that. And then when I was like around 14, she neglected me for a while.
Why did you think that she neglected you?
I'm not sure why. I don't really want to know why. But ever since that, I just stayed living with my aunt. And I've been living with her for about 2 years now.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influence on your life?
I would have to say my grandma and my aunt. Mostly, well, both of them equally, but my aunt, because she took me in to her house without really any buts, I guess you can say. Like, she just opened the doors of her house. And my grandma, because my mom is her daughter, and even if my mom has messed up a lot, she didn't like let that get in the way of their relationship, and I just think that that's something to look up to.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Happy memory would have to be when my niece was born. I guess everything in that moment in life was like a downhill kind of a thing. But her coming into my life kind of like gave me a reason to stay and like keep trying in life, even though everything was trash.
And she's your niece. How many siblings did you have?
I only have one.
Your sister?
My sister, yeah. She's 22.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have, like, a close relationship with your sister right now?
I don't know.
Mm-mm. Just with your niece?
Just with my niece, yeah.
Is your relationship with your sister the same as your relationship with your mom?
No. I feel like, because at the same time as my mom was like treating me bad, so was my sister. But I think I forgave my sister more than I forgave my mom.
Why is that?
Because my sister was like, she's only like 5 years older than me, so she's kind of like hasn't had as much experience with life as my mom has. And I just think that because my mom was an adult and she knew what she was doing, it kind of hit me harder than my sister because she was kind of ignorant on most aspects of life.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
I feel like just lessons overall don't come easily. Like, you have to... So basically there has to be like a little storm in order for you to see the rainbow. And it like sounds like cliche, you know, but like it's kind of true, because if you think about it, if you don't go through hard things and it's always sunshine and you always get your way, you're gonna be like annoying and people aren't gonna like you, because like I think everyone needs to go through a dark moment in order to realize how strong they really are and the capability of what they can take in life. And that life always throws crap at you, but it doesn't throw the things you can't handle.
And that's the lesson that you would have. Like, so that lesson, would you like say it to someone that is struggling right now, or like someone that is having their own way? Would you confront someone about having their own way and not being able to experience the hard things that come in life?
Well, not really. I mean, I think everyone's life is designed as it is for a purpose. And if you go through more hardship than other people, I just think it's because you're strong enough to take it. And I'm not saying like other people aren't, but it's just overall like where and who you live with and just your God's plan.
And you said that there's a purpose for everyone. What do you think your purpose was?
I mean, I don't think that I've figured out exactly what my personal like life purpose is, I guess, but I just make it a purpose to wake up in the morning and have at least one person smile, because it's just small things count and they can make a big difference.
So do you think that they can make a big difference because at one point there was someone that was nice to you when you were going through tough times?
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, I've been going through like hard things and people don't really know, and just like a small compliment really like boosted up my energy for the day without them even knowing that they did that. So yeah,
so you want to give everything that you get in return?
Yeah, or more.